USA News. I'm Lance Pry. A suspect on the run from Cleveland, Texas, north of Houston, after allegedly killing five neighbors execution-style Friday night when they complained about him firing a rifle. The suspect is an illegal immigrant, deported from the country five times. 38-year-old Francisco Oropeza remains at large this morning, FBI Special Agent James Smith.
Hopefully somebody out there can call us. I pretty much can guarantee you he's contacted some of his friends. We just don't know what friends they are. And that's what we need from the public, is any type of information, because right now we're running into dead ends.
Submit any tips you may have to the FBI at their website, tips.fbi.gov. After telling the American people there was no crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, the head of Homeland Security is now warning Americans as Title 42 ends May 11th.
That's when the COVID-era immigration policy, Title 42, comes to an end. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas telling NBC's Meet the Press.
We are seeing a level of migration, not just at our southern border, but throughout the hemisphere, that is unprecedented. It is, I think, the greatest migration in our hemisphere since World War II.
Mayorkas says border enforcement needs resources to handle the expected increase, including money and space to handle all the migrants. Mayorkas is calling on Congress to act. I'm John Schaefer.
The House of Representatives voted to repeal President Biden's suspension of tariffs on solar panels from four Southeastern Asian nations, a move aimed at supporting a domestic supply chain instead. The resolution passed 221 to 202 and has been sent to the Senate for consideration, where its fate is uncertain. Today is International Doodle Dog Day. Enjoy a day of fun and excitement with the Poodle Mix. USA News.
Hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com, because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing chickendinnercasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chickendinnercasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
The GOP field for president will likely have another candidate to choose from in a few weeks.
That person is Tim Scott, the South Carolina senator who used an event on Sunday to tease his plans.
It's time for us to be proud to be Americans and proud of our president.
In referring to a major announcement on May 22nd, Scott said it's time to make the final step. Scott, who is the only black Republican in the Senate, recently launched a presidential exploratory committee. He would join several others in the field, including former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley and former President Trump. I'm Jerry Barmash.
The FDIC will begin accepting formal bids at noon today for embattled First Republic Bank as the government scrambles to stabilize the San Francisco lender. Clarity on the fate of the bank, which has lost nearly all of its market value in the span of a few weeks, is critical to stopping investor flight from First Republic. Residents throughout New York City were given the opportunity to turn in weapons this weekend.
The gun buyback event had nine locations throughout the five boroughs. People lined up to hand in their guns of any kind in exchange for gift cards, no questions asked. Attorney General Letitia James stressed the importance of getting guns off the street after the event. Over 3,000 weapons were collected statewide, including over 90 in just 3 hours at one location in Brooklyn. I'm Skip Kelly.
Thanks for listening as we get this Monday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Get your vehicle ready for spring during Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Pro X1 exterior cleaning and detailing products provide professional results and show quality shine for your vehicle. Right now, pick up Pro X1 Snow Foam Car Wash, 2 for just $15. See store for details. Pro X1 exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.